Hi, everyone. My name is Jayla Thornton, host of the Black Colleges Sports and Education Foundation weekly podcast. And in this podcast, we impact students, athletes, their families, and supporters with vital tools and information that will impact their decisions on educational opportunities and careers. Today, I am so excited to say that we have an influential guest, Dr. David Ponton, who is the Vice President of Student Affairs and Athletic Director at Grambling University. Dr. Ponton, I'm so happy to have you here today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jayla, and I would be remiss if I didn't say, because some of my alumni would say it's Grambling State University. They get kind of
Grambling
picky about
State.
That, Jayla. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this morning?
I apologize, Grambling State, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good, just trying to figure everything out with everything going on.
Yes, we all are, Jayla. We all are.
So, Dr. Ponton, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about myself. Jayla, I am a small town country boy, so to speak, that has grown up into this. So I actually come from a little small place called Melville, Louisiana. It's in South Louisiana. You might be able to pick that up on my accent. A lot of good cooking, a lot of, you know, all of the hunting, fishing, all that kind of stuff like that. Love all sports. I attended Southern University. And I got a degree in mechanical engineering technology from Southern University. I actually played basketball. I went to school on an athletic and on an academic scholarship, later earned an athletic scholarship. Played basketball for Southern for 4 years, graduated from Southern, went on to work in industry with Shell Oil Company and with Owens Corning Fiberglass, and made the decision to impact young people, young minority students in a positive way by working at a college or institution of higher learning. And that's how I got into coaching. My former coach from Southern University, Bob Hopkins, he's a Hall of Famer. He's passed on now. But he got me into coaching men's basketball here at Grambling State University as an assistant coach. I worked as an assistant coach for men's for 4 years and ended up going to Temple to work on my doctorate, came back and worked with women for the next 15 years. So I've been at Grambling for over 30 years now, Jayla, over 30 years.
As a student athlete, I'm attending HBCU right now. I go to Howard University. So I really wanted to ask you, how did you balance your academics and athletics?
Well, first of all, I want to applaud you. You know, I did my homework as well for being a VAC all academic team all 3 years you've been playing thus far, and we anticipate that that'll be another year this year. That is a tremendous feat. Okay. I think really we should be asking you the question, how do you balance? Because in my day, it was hard, but, I mean, you guys have so many more distractions, social media. You guys can – but that's also a good thing as well, because you get a chance to access information much quicker at the fingertips. You know, get on your phone and you can find out anything you want about anybody at any time. But it was something I think you have to put your priorities straight. I went to a university that was well-known for engineering. As a matter of fact, I passed up athletic scholarships to take the engineering and academic scholarship at Southern University. I wanted to be close to my mom. My father had passed my junior year in high school, so I wanted to kind of stay close. I was the oldest of three kids to kind of help her out. But, you know, I mean, I really didn't do much to help her out other than being close, because my mom was very resilient. My younger brother and sister were very resilient, and they handled the aspect of losing our father. So I actually, you know, you had to prioritize. You had to make sure you understood that academics come first. You know, I was on an academic scholarship. So, you know, I had to make sure that I put that first, and I always did. Coming through school, my parents instilled upon us that you didn't play unless you took care of your grades. So
exactly.
It's a priority from the start. And organization, time management, asking questions. There were many nights, and I know you know this, you get off the bus from a long road trip, and you got to go take a shower and get straight to class. You know, so those kind of things. Making those sacrifices, taking those books with you on the road, making sure that, yes, you're in college, you're going to have fun, you're going to have a good time, but you've got to keep those priorities in line. You've got to make sure you're taking care of what's taking care of you, and that's the books first and then athletics. And I used to tell my student-athletes, my young ladies who played for me, I said, boys are like number 29, 30 on the list, so push them way down the list, you know, but take care of what you need to take care of as far as school is concerned first.
Mm-hmm. You've got to remember why you're there. Remember why you're there.
Why
of course, it's for athletics, but, you know, the end goal is for all of us to get a degree and hopefully continue to further our education. I know that's my goal.
Amen. Amen. And I was noticing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
No, I was noticing that you're a sport management major. We have a master's in sport administration here at Grambling State University. You might be interested.
Oh, wow.
There, Coach, I am recruiting. I am recruiting for our programs. I am the VP for Student Affairs as well as the AD, but I am recruiting for our program. We have a tremendous program here, and you can literally get your master's in a year and a half with an internship semester. So I want you to consider that, especially having a minor in journalism. I might have somebody on my SID staff who's writing for me if I do a good enough job on this interview.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I want to say kudos to you, because I know we're talking about me and we're talking about the student athlete experience, but you were inducted in the Southwestern Athletic Conference Hall of Fame in 2017 and a member of the Southern University Hall of Fame. So having these great accomplishments, how does that make you feel?
It feels good, Jayla, but I have to say I think many people, anyone who makes it into the Hall of Fame, realize that you didn't get into the Hall of Fame on your own. You know, I mean,
yes,
we play a team sport, and in that team sport there are so many integral parts, from the coaches to your fellow teammates, who really put you in the Hall of Fame. That those I was a support staff person. I was the one who facilitated. I was the leader on the floor, the defensive guy. I was the guy who led study hall. I was the guy who did all the in between the cracks kind of things. You know, it was individuals like you who scored all the points, that kind of thing. But it was good being recognized. You know, being recognized for the fact that, you know, played well, had some very successful years there, graduated the top of my class in engineering. And had an opportunity to see and do some things that, had I not been in the HBCU or been in a setting where people really care about you and really love you and really push that student experience, then I wouldn't have had those experiences. And I would say to anyone, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't have some of the successes that I've been able to accomplish, but through those individuals who've been around me, from family to friends to our teammates. So I would have to say that HBCU experience for me has been one of the brightest parts of my life. As a matter of fact, so bright, my daughter went to Howard. So I made sure that she had HBCU, because she came out with a 32 ACT coming out of high school, so she was highly recruited academically. And I told her, I said, your first degree will be at HBCU. Now, she did go all the way to Howard. She said she didn't want to come to Grambling or Southern, because she felt that everybody would be, she would be overshadowed by her father's, you know, presence there. But I am very, very proud to say that she's a Bison graduate.
H.U. I'm happy she's a Bison graduate too. So I know you began your career at Grambling State in 1988 as an assistant men's basketball coach. Where has that journey taken you?
Ooh, I was an assistant men's coach for 4 years. And then I had the bright idea that I wanted to do a terminal degree. I got my master's at Grambling during that time, and Temple University in Philadelphia had a doctoral program in sport management. Another plug. I can put that plug in for you also, Jim. So went to Temple, worked there. I worked on my doctorate for a year, came back to Grambling and started working with – I was transferred over to the women's team. And I must say, Jayla, I really enjoy working with the young ladies. At that time, you know, guys play above the rim a lot of times, which women do too now.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew the game. You know, you couldn't really teach them nothing. They know everything. They all go into the league, you know, on the first bounce of the ball. But working with the young ladies, I got a chance to really, really teach. We had some very, very successful years. One of my former head coach, Patricia Bibbs, she was in the MEAC conference. She was the head coach at Hampton and went on to be the head coach at North Carolina A&T. So I got a chance to work with Hall of Famers such as she, and got a chance to really, really hone my skills as far as coaching is concerned. And we had some very, very successful years. We went 7 years, Jayla, without losing a home game. We had the nation's longest home game win streak by time in the nation during that time. Led the nation in steals and that kind of thing. And I was looking at your bio, I see where you're a 3-point shooter. We had a 3-point shooter, Sharika Evans, who led the nation in 3-point field goals 2 years out of the 4 years she was here. So she was like, she used to shoot that thing. Yeah. I said, yeah, she's a graduate. from Grambling State University in nursing, and is actually a nurse practitioner now, and is doing extremely well. That's another thing I think that's important, because I'm so thankful to, you know, Black College Sport and Education Foundation and for this podcast, because you guys emphasize education. You emphasize the true meaning of why we are student-athletes, or why we are coaches, or why we are athletic administrators, because you are living what we're trying to get people to see. And mm-hmm. I guess I know you say, well, this interview is not about you, but it really is. It's about you and about all the other young ladies and young men who are out there participating in intercollegiate athletics, who we at HBCUs emphasize the fact that you have to get a degree. And we are proud of you guys, and I think that's one of the biggest things as far as I'm concerned, is that being able to celebrate you is a celebration of us. So we always push our student-athletes out front, because we want people to see how good you guys are, how credible you guys are, how athletic you are, how smart you are, and what good workers you're going to be, and what kind of careers and that you'll be able to get into, and to be able to, and goals that you'll be able to accomplish. So you guys are one of the statements that I always make is that our students come first in everything that we do. So if you see me kind of going back to you and to student athletes, it's because that's the way we really, really see things. That's the way we think. And that's how I got into this business, to do just that. So when I see stories like yours, I am so happy and I'm so proud, even though I haven't had a chance to meet you, but I feel like you're part of the HBCU family.
Oh, thank you so much. It feels so good to hear you say that, because that was the feeling I got when I got on campus. When I took my visit in high school, I felt that push, that we were all supporting each other. It was just the environment. It was just great. I just can't explain it. Like you said, you just know because you attended a HBCU. It's so hard to explain the feeling. It's such a good feeling. But I'm so happy that you said that, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Black College Sports and Education Foundation weekly podcast, and our guest is Dr. Pontoon, the Vice President of Student Affairs and Athletic Director at Grambling State University. So I know you're a VP of Student Affairs. What are your responsibilities?
To put it brief, my responsibility is taking care of the students' welfare outside of the classroom, and assisting them in making sure that they get everything they need inside the classroom. So we kind of have an all-encompassing type philosophy. I am responsible for making sure that you are safe and in an environment that's conducive to learning. And that environment includes having social activities, having cultural activities, having things that are going to be beneficial that you may or may not get in the classroom. So I'm over student services from the standpoint of health services, student conduct, which that's always, I do have to have those conversations about student conduct. But we have great students, but we do have some who sometimes stray off the path, and we got to help them get back on the path. From those areas to student activities, to the cheerleaders, to the dancers, to all of those different things are things that are on student counseling. Those are under our auspices as the Vice President of Student Affairs.
So we know that GSU has been evolving athletically, but how have they evolved the past three decades academically?
You know what? We're actually doing a tremendous job. Grambling was founded on education, and that education foundation is very, very strong. Since then, we've moved into areas of research and areas of technology. We have the only cybersecurity degree. It's a new degree that we started that's coming this year. You can get a bachelor in cybersecurity. We have a degree in cloud computing, analytics. Our nursing program is a tremendous program here at Grambling State University. Our criminal justice program is one of our largest programs that place. We have individuals in the DEA, CIA, FBI. All of our criminal justice department is highly, highly recruited. Our education department, our computer information systems department, we had at one point the highest rate of graduates of African American male graduates in computer information systems in the country. So the three decades have been a growing time. We've had several presidents during that time. To be honest, my first president when I got here was President Joseph Johnson. He's passed now, but we've had eight presidents since that time. So it's a situation where we've had some transition. We've had people come, we've had people go, but we're on the path now of, I guess, sustainability. Our President Richard Gallo Jr. just commissioned a $10 million state-of-the-art library. It's a digital library. It's only one of its kind in our state, and one of only a few in the country. It's going to be a tremendous facility. We have great instructors here who do a lot of research. So we're an institution on the move, and our enrollment is actually growing. We're at about 5,300 students right now, which is big for our institution, which is normally around between the 4,500, that kind of thing. So enrollment is growing, and things are good here at Grambling State University, Jayla.
So, Dr. Ponton, would you say that your coaching experience helped you prepare when it came to being athletic director?
Oh, yes, by all means. You know, being in the trenches, you kind of know what you can afford, what you can't afford, and you're always begging the AD for this and begging the AD for that. You know, can I get this?
Mm-hmm.
But it helped me from the standpoint that, you know, I've been where I was the individual who was required to do the laundry. You know, I had to do makeshift things, clean the gym, set up the tables for it. So you learn how to do those things from the ground up, and you understand. So now when coaches come and I tease one of my coaches, he was in the MEAC for my women's basketball coach. When they come in and I say, when they start whining, they're really not whining, they're just asking for stuff. I say, hey, hold up, I did all of this. So you can't get this by me. I need you to do this. I need you. And they'll laugh, and they'll come back and say, you're right, coach, you're right. But it has. It humbles you, for one thing. And being a coach, you know, and I appreciate you calling me Dr. Ponton, and I know that's protocol. But when we spoke earlier, I told you, I said, that's one thing. Everybody here calls me Coach P, you know, except the administrators, you know, because the kids know, our students know that's Coach P. That's the guy who will do anything he can to help you, make sure that you are straight. If you're having problems in a class, he'll call and get a tutor. Or if you're having some problems getting home, he'll go find a way to get you home. You know, that kind of, I'm left out in the cold somewhere, he'll come get me. So being a coach, you know, you have to do all of those things. You're a counselor, you're a mentor, you're a daddy, mm-hmm. you're an uncle, you're all of these things. So, yes, it really humbles you from one standpoint, and it also gives you an inside track on what actually happens on the ground level.
It feels so good to hear you say that, because not saying that somebody who didn't play or who didn't coach doesn't understand, but I feel once you did coach and you did play, it's just that level of understanding and that comfortability level that I know that your student athletes could build with you. I'm just so happy that they have you as an AD as well as a VP of Student Affairs, because they have somebody great. And like you said, I haven't met you in person either, but I just love hearing everything that you are doing for the school and how you're just so open. So I'm happy that you are evolving Grambling State right now.
Well, thank you, Jayla. I will put that check for you and that endorsement check in the mail to you today.
Thank you. I would love to know your vision for the university, athletic and academically, during this pandemic.
Well, the pandemic has been a challenge, and I think everyone knows it's been a challenge for everyone. And there's so many unknowns and so many things that we don't have control over that can get kind of lost. And, you know, you can get kind of lost in the fog, so to speak. But we have to control those things that we do have control over. And like I'm telling our student athletes and our coaches and anyone in our athletic department, we have to make sure that we take care of our students first. And that's the first thing, Jayla, is to keep you guys safe. We have to keep pounding and educating you guys on the importance of wearing masks, social distancing. And we know you guys are young. You're invincible, and you can go out there and nothing can harm you, so to speak, because you got these great athletic bodies and minds and souls. But we have to keep reminding you guys that this pandemic is something that we've never seen before in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and that we don't have a handle on it. So it's our job to make sure that we keep you settled, keep you safe, keep you focused on what's the real purpose. And the real purpose is getting an education. Here at Grambling State University, we are actually we're a hybrid institution now. You can take classes face-to-face or online. But any student who feels uncomfortable going to a face-to-face class can request to take that class online. And the instructor will mm-hmm. grant that request. That cuts down on a lot of contacts. the student still gets a chance to see the instructor, still gets a chance to, you know, they can Zoom, they can, we have Microsoft, we use Microsoft Teams here, so they can meet, which for us in athletics, that's a lot of our meetings. I Microsoft Teams and Zoom all day long just about now. There are very few face-to-face interactions. And what that forces you to do is it forces you to find ways to communicate and to make sure you get your point across without having to sit across from somebody in a room. So here at the university, we want to keep our kids safe, make sure we keep them focused on their academics. And the athletic piece, I know it's hard for you guys. I know it's hard not coming back and being able to get into the gym and do what you normally would do, because we in athletics, we're creatures of habit. You know, we're used to conditioning year-round. We're used to doing all of these things, right? So now we have to find a different way to motivate you as far as from conditioning. It's the more single individual type things, doing conditioning online, face-to-face with the strength coach, working out in smaller groups. So we're committed to making sure you're safe, and I am so proud of Commissioner Thomas and Commissioner of the MEAC and Commissioner McClellan of the SWAC to being leaders and saying that, hey, we're not going to put our student athletes in danger this fall, this pandemic, mm-hmm. is, and making the decision. We know that a lot of our student athletes don't like it, don't understand that kind of thing. But remember, our first priority is to make sure that we keep you safe. So I'm very proud to be affiliated with conferences that were one of the first ones to say, hey, we will not participate in the fall. We will make sure that our student athletes are straight. We will make sure that we do everything we can to keep them out of harm's way. So for us, those are the priorities that we have. Put the student first in everything that you do, and that first thing that we can do for you guys now is do everything we possibly can to keep you safe.
I definitely agree. All the schools, I can see now that I believe yesterday the Big Ten, they agreed to cancel football. So that was also right. A big move too. I saw that. And like you said, Zoom now is becoming the normality. I've never heard of Zoom prior to this pandemic. I did not even know that Zoom existed, but now I'm on Zoom calls all day, every day. So the Black College Sports and Education Foundation, we have a very impactful program called the Comprehensive Preparation Assistance Program, known as CPAP, and it serves as a support for underserved students and athletes. And it is an advocate for HBCUs in their recruiting and promotions of the schools. Hearing this, do you feel a program like this could be an asset to your agenda at GSU?
Oh, yes, ma'am. By all means, anything that we can do to advocate education and students and make an impact on students, we're starting a program, Call Me Mister. When I say not starting, we're having a program that's going to be starting at the university, Call Me Mister. It's a teaching program for African-American males because we have such a shortage of African-American males in education. So programs like that and CPAP, we would be – and you said CPAP, I got chills. I have sleep apnea, so I have a CPAP machine. I said, oh, you using one too, Jalen? So it's ironic, but I think those type programs are programs that, yes, by all means, we would definitely be able to utilize here at the university.
Thank you. And finally, what advice would you give to the youth and their parents listening about attending an HBCU?
My advice would be this, Jalen. Don't believe these outside people who've never attended an HBCU, who know very little about it, who make all these general statements about we are substandard, we are not as good, we are this, we are that, all of those statements are false. No, you are a typical example of the fact that those statements are unfounded and false. I don't have the percentages right at the tip of my fingertips, Jayla, but there are more lawyers, more doctors, more judges, more business leaders that come out of HBCUs than any institutions, any of the other institutions. Those are facts. Those are undeniable facts. So I had a conversation, and I won't belabor, there was a person of other race, he was Caucasian, I'll say that, who stopped me one day. Well, not stopped me. I was sitting at the car wash, and I had on my Grambling paraphernalia because when I go out, you know, I'm representing the university, so I'm going to always make sure that I have, you know. So I was just coming back from somewhere or whatever, and the gentleman basically stated that he was a former professor from Arizona, and he moved to Louisiana. He had taught at Louisiana Tech and blah, 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 blah. And he couldn't understand why the state was spending so much money on two institutions that were only 4 miles apart, and that why not just close Grambling, and those students from Grambling could benefit, because we have some of those programs, they're not all of them, some programs are duplicate programs. And I looked at him, and Jayla, you know what came out of me. But it came, and I said, it came out in a good way, not Jayla. I didn't show the other side, but basically I told him, I said, sir, do you realize Grambling accounts for over $300 million in economic impact on North Louisiana alone? That our students, mm-hmm. our students come here every year, and we graduate over 400 to 500 students in each semester. Do you realize the impact that's making on economies all over this country? Those kids don't come here for the experience at Louisiana Tech, because no matter how hard you try, you will never know, ever know what it feels like to be black. And you will never know what that impact is on what we are preparing our students for. I said, so if you took $300 million out of North Louisiana, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You wouldn't be enjoying some of the fruits that you're enjoying right now. So if anything, you should say, why not Tech join Grambling? Because what we have to offer, you can't get at Tech. And there was another older white man sitting there, and the older white man looked at me and said, well, I guess he told you, huh? And I started just rattling off some statistics, telling them about the Eddie Robinsons and the and the Carter Woodsons and people like that who've made such an impact on the world and that came out of HBCU. So if you don't know what you're talking about, you know, and I had to emphasize to him that they spend less money on HBCUs than any other schools. So we're doing this with basically nothing. So if you want to know, really want to know, so
imagine.
I got into that, and I got, yeah, I just imagine what things would be like. So I got into that, and I do want to make one plug to you, Jayla, since you guys are with the Black College Sport and Education Foundation. We have the Doug Williams Center for Race and Politics in sport that's originating here at Grambling State University, which would be a tremendous platform for organizations such as the Black College Sport and Education Foundation to launch research. There'll be research opportunities and things to look at what we're actually dealing with. And you know, and I know that sport is a microcosm of society. And one of the few places that where you can see that you can see sport having an impact. I mean, have an impact. I mean, see, we as people having an impact on society is through sport. It's an avenue. It's a platform. It's the front porch to get into the house. So we got to say in here that education is never off season. It's never off season. So, you know, that's something that's 24/7, 7 days a week, every day of the year, you know, that kind of thing. But we do have to, and I applaud you guys for standing up and for protesting and for social justice and gender equity and doing all of the things, because it's you. You guys are the ones who are pushing the change. You guys are the ones who are out in mass numbers, putting your lives in harm's way, who are doing all of these things that we need you to do to make sure that you take us into where we need to be as far as the society is concerned. I can definitely, I think many of my colleagues can definitely sense that all the marches that we did, everything that we did prior to this, they were good. They were good. But we see something different now. We see a change that's coming about that I think is going to transform this country. And it's because of individuals like yourself. So we need you. We need you guys to continue to make the 3.8s and make all academic teams and go out and get inside the boardroom, because you guys are going to be making the decisions that are going to affect the next generations to come. So I applaud you guys. We love you. We support you. And Jayla, just now that I know who JT is, I know Jay, I know Boogie, you can call Coach at any time. If there's anything that I can do to help or assist you or anyone, any of our students, and not only student-athletes, then please let me know. Now, I know in your bio you did say something about ESPN. That's a wonderful – I know somebody at Fox Sports, too, that, hey, you may be able to get an internship with.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pontana. I can't even express how great this conversation was. I really enjoyed it. I wish we could just keep going on and on and on, but unfortunately we're running out of time. But I want to thank you so much for the advice that you're giving, be able to pick your brain of your 30 years of experience and get insight. I learned a lot. You're helping me grow, and that's the goal of this stuff. And I'm just so happy to have you here, and just thank you so much, and I hope we can have you back and we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much, Jayla. And again, I appreciate Ed Hayes and all the individuals who are working so closely with you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't begin to appreciate you guys enough. And thank you for this opportunity. Call me anytime.
Thank you so much, Coach P.
All right, you have a blessed day. Stay safe, okay?
Okay, you too.
Go, Kamala. Yeah, Kamala. Hey, Chu.
You know.
You know. All right, Judy. You have a blessed day, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to join us next week when we will bring you another amazing guest. Meanwhile, let us hear from you. We welcome your comments and suggestions. You could contact us at 770-376-6114 or email us at ed.jays.hayes@gmail.com. Be sure to visit our website and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as LinkedIn at Black College Sports and Education Foundation. Until next time, have a great week. Thank you so much.